This is a futsal facility converted from tennis courts on the grounds of Wyandotte High School in Kansas City, Kansas. It's one of eight facilities in KCK as a result of proceeds raised from last year's Major League Soccer All-Star Game activities. Between KCK and Sporting Kansas City, Mayor Mark Holland says the discussion centered around either three urban city fields or eight futsal courts. He's glad the futsal courts won out.
Tennis courts are the perfect size for a futsal court, and with a pretty moderate amount of rehab, we can go in and convert it, a tennis court to a futsal court. And the kind of activity, we had tennis courts that would sit vacant for weeks on end before someone would play on it.
So what is futsal? Basically, it's a mini soccer game played in a small enclosed hard court with two goals. It's usually played 5-on-5 instead of the 11 per team on a normal outdoor soccer field. Here on the new KCK courts, on a hot July day, it was game on. Though the court baked under the sun, it didn't stop more than a dozen kids who gathered to play. Dominic Alvarado was one of them. He's 11. Dominic and his buddy, Alex Perez, wait for their chance to play on the other court. To them, it didn't matter if there were no vacancies until someone else went home.
Well, soccer for me is a good thing to play. Yeah.
It's our passion.
21-1-0!
This is a Sporting Kansas City Academy camp. It's on the field adjacent to their practice facility in Swope Park Village. Through either the clubs or through the MLS Works Foundation that was responsible for the futsal fields, Commissioner Don Garber says the league emphasizes development on the youth level.
It's a requirement for our teams to invest in player development and to have academy programs at the U18 down to the U14 level.
Alan Mayer, a goalkeeper for the indoor Kansas City Comets in the 1980s, is one of the academy coaches. He also coaches college-level players at UMKC. And while Mayer grooms players on the larger fields, he also realizes the importance of getting kids started early on the futsal courts. In Mayer's opinion, it's why a country like Brazil has some of the best soccer players in the world.
I mean, they're super in soccer, but they, you know, one of the things he attributed to is the fact that these kids are playing futsals from age 3 on.
The futsal fields built in KCK have not replaced the agreement to build 18 tournament-ready fields that Sporting agreed to upon the construction of Sporting Park in the Village West area. But Rob Heineman, one of the team owners, says the club reconstituted its ideas. It has further plans for fields as the club, the city of KCK, and U.S. Soccer corroborate to build a national training and coaching development center in KCK. An announcement is expected in about a month. For KCUR News, I'm Greg Eklund.